You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The city of Oakland is in the middle of putting together a document that will decide the future of its downtown. It's called the Downtown Oakland Specific Plan, and it'll basically be a guidebook for the city's priorities in that neighborhood. It might sound simple, but the politics of these plans can get dicey. A similar one that focused on West Oakland several years ago caused a community outcry. So the city's trying harder this time to bring in more input from its citizens. I sat down with KALW economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas to talk about how it's going. So, Jeremy, Oakland is putting together this downtown specific plan. Mm-hmm. What is specific plan?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, you know, municipal ease. Mm-hmm. A specific plan is a document that guides a neighborhood's growth. So it's the city saying, here are the long-term priorities for this area, and here's how we're going to accomplish them. So right now, Oakland is putting together one for its downtown, and so it's going to be a blueprint for the future of downtown mm-hmm. to figure out how to grow the economy, improve transportation, encourage the arts, develop public space, and keep the neighborhood basically affordable also. That's a really big one. Mm. It's kind of general. What's going on right now, because they haven't finished the plan, so nothing is set in stone yet.
Okay.
But some things that look like they might make their way into the plan are ways to make intersections safe, figure out height limits, what kind of jobs to attract to downtown, and a big potential one is looking into the possibility of removing the 980 freeway. So
Why is this important? What's happening in downtown right now?
Yeah, okay. So right now, downtown has been kind of a little bit quiet for years, but recently it's been getting busier and it's been getting a lot taller also. There's a lot of new buildings being built, both residential buildings and office space. Mm. And right now there's 40 acres of vacant lots. So there's a lot of potential room to work with. Downtown's a big area. It goes from Jack London to 28th Street, from Lake Merritt all the way to the 980 freeway. And this plan's partially for the residents of the neighborhood, but it's also for the whole city. You know, downtown is where the whole city comes together. People come from outside of Oakland to go to downtown. And many of the city's jobs are there. There's nightlife. There's, you know, First Friday. So it affects a lot of people.
So has the city had other specific plans, and how did they work out?
Yes, the city has definitely had some other specific plans. In recent years, they've done one for around the Lake Merritt BART station. They've done one for West Oakland. One of them, one called the Broadway Valdez District Specific Plan, bit of a mouthful, was
yes.
for the area around Broadway, north of downtown, and that was finalized in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And it specifically encouraged construction of mixed-use buildings of housing and retail. Basically, the plan like streamlined those kinds of buildings for developers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been to Broadway in the past 5 years, it looks very, very different than it did. There's also, I said West Oakland a second ago, there was a West Oakland-specific plan, and that was a big deal. It was finalized in 2014. It focuses on how to bring development to less built-up areas of West Oakland. But there was a bit of a backlash.
Mm.
People were afraid it didn't do enough to help low-income residents, particularly African-American residents, stay in the neighborhood. It
mm-hmm.
didn't do enough, basically, to stop displacement. The proponents of the plan said it wasn't going to do that. It was going to help preserve the neighborhood. But things got tense. Activists passed out flyers at one of the meetings calling for gentrifying businesses to be vandalized. And a few hours later, a coffee shop in the neighborhood had its windows smashed in.
So what happened?
It did pass. The final version had a plan that recommended 15% of all housing units to be affordable, but that was just a recommendation. It didn't require anything.
Mm.
So that angered affordable housing advocates.
Mm-hmm.
But the Oakland's city planning department said that a patchwork of different plans for affordable housing in specific neighborhoods wasn't the best way to deal with a citywide problem.
Okay, so let's talk about this new specific plan. Mm-hmm. What are the priorities for it?
Okay, well, the city started it in 2015, but then it stalled a bit. There was tension around that one in West Oakland, and there got to be a little bit of tension around this one, too. Some people said that there wasn't enough community input, so they relaunched the plan with a strong emphasis on social and racial equity,
mm-hmm.
Which means trying to figure out who in the past has been historically underrepresented and then work them into having a lot of input into this plan. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's been a lot of input around fighting displacement and keeping things affordable. It's coming up again and again.
How are they getting this input?
Okay, so they hired some consultants to talk to people in the community. There's been a lot of public comments. They talked to some high school students, which I thought was kind of cool to talk with younger people. And they just finished 2 weeks of community meetings. Some were focused on specific neighborhoods, like Chinatown and Uptown, and others were focused on specific subjects like transportation or arts and culture.
And you went to one of these meetings.
I did. I went to one last Sunday. It was one that talked about how the plan impacts Old Oakland, which is a small 5x5 block neighborhood in downtown that's one of the oldest parts of the city, thus its name Old Oakland. There's this guy there, Gregory Hodge, who I spoke with. He was leading the meeting. He's a longtime Oakland resident, and he works with this group called iSEED, which is the consulting group trying to bring in these underrepresented voices. After they had a little presentation, they had everyone at the meeting break up into small groups, and there are maps on the table that people could reference.
Mm. Old Oakland has a history of its own. This map is going to get used by the participants to take post-it notes and markers and others to start dreaming about what should happen in this area. And then over time, we'll figure out how does this connect with what happens in Uptown, what happens in West Oakland, what happens in the Black Arts District.
He also, he called everyone to attention with some drumming, which I thought was really great.
Who was at this meeting?
Okay, yeah, there were about 60 people there. From a show of hands, there's about, you know, two-thirds of them that lived in Old Oakland. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of business owners there as well. And I thought, because I listened in on some of these smaller group meetings, that the people there were super knowledgeable. I mean, they knew, like, specific zoning height requirements block by block, which I definitely do not know for my neighborhood in Oakland.
It mattered to them.
Yeah, it mattered to them, exactly. Mm-hmm. One person I spoke with was a man named David Wofford. He was very engaged. He's a lifetime Oakland resident. And he says he's been coming to all of these meetings. He's especially interested in having ways to mark the history of this neighborhood, of the Old Oakland neighborhood, from the 1800s all the way through his childhood there.
If there's a way to return to or capture or showcase what it was like in my childhood when Oakland at that point in time was about 46% African American. We had Swan's Market down in this area along with Housewives Market and other features that people would come from the neighborhoods. My mother, my grandmother, my aunts would come and shop here, and they'd bring us little children along.
He has a lot of memories in this area.
Yeah. He's Old Oakland himself, and he really cares. He mentioned, you know, he wants maybe signs to mark some of that history that he's been a part of. He also talked about the meetings in general, saying that at times they've been challenging. There's a lot of different opinions in the room. He likened it to Thanksgiving dinner, which I thought was a great metaphor, but that he's really enjoyed them and that they've been really good.
Okay, so what happens next? What's the timeline?
Okay, so the city's in the middle of the process right now. It started in 2015. Next, they're going to make a draft of the plan and then an environmental impact report. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully in a year or two, the city council will approve the final plan.
Okay, and if somebody is listening right now and they want to share their input.
Yes. So the series of community meetings just ended, but you can contact the Oakland Planning Department if you have your own input, and their email is on our website.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Hannah.